belongs to both of us is...
Ours.
If it belongs to him, it's...
His.
And her?
Hers.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
It's theirs.
Okay. If you say if no one else will look out for them, they gotta look out for...
Themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better go ahead and just do it...
Himself.
Okay. What do you call stuff that's made out of flour and baked in loaves?
Flour and baked in loaves. Bread?
Okay, what are some different kinds of bread?
White bread, fresh bread, rye bread. Pimpernickel. A pumpernickel.
Yeah. Okay. You might say there are two kinds of bread, the homemade kind and the...
Stovebought.
Okay. Now, what are some different kinds of cornbread? Different kinds of cornbread? Or do you know any different kinds?
All I know is just plain old cornbread.
All right, what's a corn dodger? Ever heard of that?
Corn dodger?
Yeah. Ever heard of a corn stick?
Yeah, I heard of a corn stick. That's not long. Corn stick. I've heard of it.
About how long? You gotta say it too.
Oh, about that long. 6 inches.
Okay. Well, you call little things, I guess you must make these down here because you eat them with seafood. And they're small, and they're made out of cornmeal, and you put maybe a little bit of onion in them.
Oh, yeah, that's hush puppy.
There you go. Okay. What do you call these things you eat for breakfast? You make up a batter, and you fry them, and you stack them up, put syrup on them?
Pancake.
Any other names for those?
Slapjacks.
Okay.
A flipjack, a slapjacks. Somebody's jack.
How about flapjacks?
Who?
Flapjacks?
Well, it could be flapjack.
Have you ever heard them called hot cakes?
Hot cakes.
Batter cakes or griddle cakes?
No. I've heard of hot cakes, like you said, yeah.
What do you call the stuff that you put in bread to make it rise?
Dough.
How about yeast?
Yeast. Yolk.
Okay, what color is it?
Yellow.
Alright. If you crack eggs, say you got a pan of hot water, and you crack an egg and let it drop in the water, what's that called? What kind of egg is that?
Boiled egg.
Ever heard of a poached egg?
Yeah, that's when you don't let them get hard. You just boil them, but they're soft. I mean...
But this is outside the shell I'm talking about. You let it just cook in the water, and you've broken it into the water. You don't use the shell.
Poached egg. Poached egg?
I can't. A poached egg?
A poached egg.
What do you call fat salt pork that you might cook with greens?
I don't know.
Fat
bag? I ain't much on that cooking deal.
You didn't take after your daddy, did you?
No, sure didn't. Papa did all the cooking, I did.
What do you call the outside of the bacon?
Crushed.
Okay, the white outside part?
Fat.
How about the rind? You ever heard that? Well,
that's that hard, but it's not white, it's brown, ain't it?
Oh, it's
on the bacon.
Okay, maybe so. Could be wrong. What do you call the guy? What do you call the guy who cuts up the meat in the supermarket?
The butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, I'd say it's done what? If you kept it too long outside the freezer and can't eat it anymore, you say it's...
Done rotten.
Or it's... begins with SP,
spoiled?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of... You told me you didn't know much about what came from the hog. Did you ever heard of something called souse? How about scrapple?
No, that might be up north.
No.
Language. I ain't heard it down here.
Alright, say you kept butter too long outside the refrigerator and it spoiled. You'd say this butter's...
mildew.